This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Arab partners are disagreeing on the need for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military says the besieged enclave's Hamas rulers are, quote, encountering the full force of its troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Arab foreign ministers in Jordan on Saturday, saying it was the U.S. view that a ceasefire would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th, killing more than 1,400 and taking 240 hostage.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again.
Jordan's foreign minister said Arab countries want an immediate ceasefire, saying the whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli military strikes have killed multiple civilians at a hospital and at a U.N. shelter one day after strikes hitting three other hospitals killed dozens more. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The UN said two Israeli strikes killed several people at the UN school turned shelter north of Gaza City. Those killed were in tents in the schoolyard and women who were baking bread inside the building. A day earlier, panic erupted after Israel struck the entrance to Gaza's main Al-Shifa hospital, which killed over a dozen people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Panicked locals could be seen carrying injured young children in their arms and running from the scene. A mother screams, "Where is my son?" Israel's military has said it has encircled Gaza City. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. According to the Israeli government data, 400,000 people who arrived in the country in the past 10 years are defined as new immigrants, potentially in need of government agencies' help. They now find themselves caught in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports from Jerusalem.
In the southern Israeli city of Sderot, about 3 kilometers from Gaza, Hamas rockets are still being shot at the neighborhoods. This town of about 30,000 people is home to many Olim, new immigrants in Hebrew, who in the past weeks of war between Hamas and Israel, along with other residents, had to evacuate their homes. 70 Ethiopian Jews left the local absorption center, where the Israeli government offers temporary living quarters for new immigrants, for a hotel in Jerusalem. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Officials said Saturday the death toll had passed 150 after a strong earthquake struck Nepal's western region as houses in the area collapsed and buildings as far as New Delhi and neighboring India shook. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
The population around the epicenter, in the hilly area of Jarjakot in the country's west, is scattered in remote villages that were hard for rescuers to reach. A Reuters cameraman in the village of Beheri filmed buildings reduced to piles of rubble. The quake struck near midnight on Friday into Saturday, in a district 300 miles west of the capital, Kathmandu. Landslides have blocked roads, complicating search and rescue efforts. The tremor registered magnitude 6.4 on the Richter scale with Nepal's National Seismic Authority, while the U.S. Geological Survey pegged it lower. It is the country's deadliest tremor since 2015, when Nepal was hit by two earthquakes that killed about 9,000 people.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Guinea's ex-dictator Moussa Dadis Camara was recaptured and returned to prison on Saturday, hours after an apparent jailbreak led by a heavily armed commando, the army and his lawyers said. At least two other former officials on trial along Camara over a 2009 massacre during his presidency were taken in the earlier operation that sparked heavy gunfire in the capital, Conakry, a minister and lawyer said. Britain's Interior Minister Suella Braverman said on Saturday she would propose new laws to limit the use of tents by homeless people, saying many of them see it as a lifestyle choice. In a post on X, Braverman argued that unless the government acted, British cities would, quote, go the way of places in the U.S. like San Francisco and Los Angeles, where weak policies have led to an explosion of crime. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.